Hello, I'm Irving Chernoff, and this is the Invisible Chess Podcast.
Hello, Blindfold Easters. It's another Monday, which means it's Rando Pando time on Invisible Chess. Well, almost Rando Pando. I'm Jonathan, and I have another mating form for a bishop and knight against king position today. Just before we get to it, one of the strangest arguments I've heard about not learning how to mate with bishop and knight, because it's so hard to do it, takes up too much time, and that's a big investment for something that you're not going to get a lot of payoff about in terms of actual practical play. And aside from the fact that actually learning how the bishop and knight combine is a really valuable thing in and of itself, regardless of the mate, it's actually not even that hard. When it comes down to it, there are essentially three positions that you need to remember using this method that we're going through now, which is the method that I learned from the Pandolfini book, incidentally, some years ago. It really comes down to the three positions that you have to know, which are not difficult to remember, and working your way to and from those positions from wherever you happen to start. So it's not difficult to learn. It makes no sense not to learn it to me. But if you don't want to for the moment, that's completely fine. Why not just take it as an interesting puzzle to solve? A mating for when white has a knight and a bishop and a king against a lone king. So let's get to it. White has a king on e6, a knight on e7, and a bishop on g5. Black's king is on h7 this week, and it's white to play a mating four. That's white, king e6, knight e7, bishop g5, black's king h7, white to play a mating four. Have fun with it, Blindfold Easters, and until next time, happy chessing.
Thank you, Blindfold Easters. Good night.